And I would pour my heart out, my emotions out. I would cry. And I didn't understand at the time even why I was so drawn out to going out specific times. And what I realized looking back was there was this beautiful full moon in the sky. And she was the only one, the only presence that required nothing of me.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Woman. Fellow ecstatics, do you notice the moon? Do you feel her? Are you connected to her? Because, you know, it's scientifically proven that she has a massive influence on our personal lives, on our bodies, on the planet. I mean, it's even known, right, that on the full moon, there are actually more births that happen in hospitals. So this isn't just, you know, craziness or crazy talk. This is scientifically backed evidence and information. And today we have this wonderful guest that's going to take us further into this conversation, Katie Romagnolo, who is a multiple best-selling and award-winning author. She's also the founder of Moon Logic, which takes brain science with the wisdom and the cycles and the intelligence of the moon and smacks them together into this beautiful logic and magic and magnificence. So I'm so excited to have you here, Katie. Let's all welcome Katie from our hearts and our wombs.
Oh, thank you so very much for having me in this beautiful space and glorious energy that we have going on today. Thank you.
Isn't it glorious? I feel you on that. I'm just loving it. It feels so alive. Katie, when we first connected, you told me this wonderful story about connecting with the moon. Let's start with that. Can you tell the audience about that experience?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So who I am today was not who I was in 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And I found myself in this really dark place where I was really struggling with social anxiety and sort of moving through life pretending to be somebody I wasn't. And I was pretending because I thought as a professional, you're supposed to act a certain way. And I was a really stuffy personality back then. And it was weighing on me heavier and heavier. And I found myself this one night just really trying to figure out what is going on with me. Why is it that I'm having so much anxiety moving through just daily events in my life? And I would sneak out to the waterfront of my property where I thought nobody could see me or hear me. And I was in the middle of the forest. And on these nights, I would just stand there. And I remember having my arms just sort of at my side, just almost in like a I give up and surrender type of pose, not even realizing that's what I was doing with my body language, and just sort of head up to the stars and saying like, well, what is going on with my life? Why is this happening to me? Why am I struggling so much? And I would pour my heart out, my emotions out. I would cry. And I didn't understand at the time even why I was so drawn out to going out specific times. And what I realized looking back was there was this beautiful full moon in the sky. And during these nights, I had this natural energetic pull to her. And it was because I really had so many people that needed something from me at that point in my life, a lot of pressures on me. And she was the only one, the only presence that required nothing of me. The only thing that was in my life at the time that I could pour my heart out, my emotions, and just be in that energy of safe space. And it really started to create my love affair with the moon and the energy of the natural cycles, and has led me into the work that I do today.
Wow. First off, your property sounds amazing. Waterfront in the forest. That just sounds delicious. And I love your experience with her, because my experience with the feminine is that beingness of not truly needing anything from us. which really allows us to soften and open. And I feel like that's really what you're experiencing there with her. I see the moon as a reflector, right? She reflects the sunlight. What were your reflections in those early moments with her, of this connection that you started with her? What were those early reflections you experienced through her?
Yeah, it was this interesting lens of not actually being able to receive. So I was in a very closed part of my life where I had a lot of armor of protection around my heart, around my personality, a thought that I just couldn't show the world who I was, that I was too shy, too this, too that, to really be successful in life. And everything I saw in those nights was really everything I had been avoiding my entire life. I had, it's interesting actually that you mentioned, you know, the property sounds beautiful, because that particular home at the time, one of the things that was really contributing to what was going on is I was trying to sell it. And I was a real estate agent who had been in the industry for 10 years, and I couldn't sell this home. And it became this 3-year cycle of feeling like I was actually stuck there in the most beautiful place that I was trying to escape from all of the wrong reasons. I couldn't even receive the amazingness of where I was living because I was trying to figure out a way to cope with my feelings by running away. And I thought I could sell the property and, you know, receive the equity that I had in it and build the life that I wanted with money. And that wasn't my problem. So I couldn't sort of masculine my way out of it by forcing and taking these actions that were completely out of alignment with who I actually naturally am by doing that. So I was stuck. And it was so many things that ended up unfolding spiritually for me during that time to allow for a lot of the gifts that I have today and working with energy and really understanding our bodies and our cyclical nature.
Yes, I love how you say you couldn't masculine your way out of it. And I completely feel you on the protective walls and how we are. We've been a patriarchal society. You know, we've been masculinating our way through everything. And it has been, you know, semi-successful for many generations. But I feel that we're all being very called by these feminine energies to learn how to receive, like you so wonderfully put, so that we don't have to force so much. We don't have to actually exert nearly as much energy as we've been exerting. And or when we exert that energy, it's this really powerful, focused energy that's really in alignment with our purpose and our passion, rather than us just having to literally push against everything and push against the natural flow of the stream, right? The stream of wealth, the stream of consciousness. So what did she show you with regards to your receiving?
So I've had this ability to connect with spirits my entire life, and I rejected it for a very, very long time. I grew up in a very religious household that said, no, we don't do that. That is not good. And I had a lot of my gifts shut down through just fear of the unknown, fear of not understanding what I was doing. And what happened in those nights, I mean, we've got this climax of energy that occurs on our full moons. We have these nights where the veil essentially is at its thinnest. And it creates this opportunity to see into what we haven't before. And we get our emotions tied into that and this influx of energy that comes in. And so during these nights, I mean, we have this full moon that appears beautifully every month for a reason. It allows us to reach this climax, to make these connections, and to really experience the magic behind what we haven't seen before. So I started to develop all of these. First, it was repressed memories that were actually coming up to the surface. So this incredible ability to heal things that I didn't even realize I needed to heal on a conscious level. And the moon being that piece of that reflection, that mirror into not only, you know, our conscious self, but our subconscious and really all the lives we've lived in the past or in other lifetimes, other dimensions. I really believe it goes quite deeply here. And I started to surface things I didn't know that was important. really connect into them and have these experiences of understanding energy on nonverbal ways, right? A lot of the times we don't have words for what it is that's going on. And I truly believe I was sort of stuck in that situation for so long to experience so many of these heightened climaxes of energy in that space that I thought was my problem. The physical space is never the actual problem. Where you are isn't. And I felt I was stuck there actually for so long to develop that sense of being able to understand the energies at play. And a lot of the work I do today is clearing work and really getting in touch with what has actually been stuck and residing in the land, in the homes, the structures that we live in. And oftentimes that is spirit work that has been residual for many of the reasons. So it was an incredible time in my life.
I love so much of what you said, and I only wish I could repeat it, but I loved how you used climax, because for me, the full moons are just such a beautiful energy, and I always, you know, feel her a couple of days before and a couple of days after, and it's, you know, every moon is different, as you know, and we'll get into a little bit more, but it's just such a glorious energy of, I feel like this feminine light coming through us, and this opportunity to really feel into and sense not only the climax of the heightened energy, but what is it really like kind of whispering in our ears, right? What are we not seeing or hearing or sensing? And I love how you said the veil is thinned during those times. So that's obviously the full moon. Let's talk a little bit about the new moon. What intelligence does the new moon bring us?
So I love to think of things like a whole, right? Even when we think about ourselves and the energy of how we're residing in this human experience, none of us are truly separate. So when we talk about the full moon, we naturally need to talk about the new moon and all of the phases in between, because it's about really working the cycle itself. And the new moon is our start. And I love that we get to have this fresh start, this square one. I call it your foundation for magic. This is where we're creating that stable base of what we really want to infuse into our lives. And the fact that we get to do this continually, renewing every month, it's the opportunity to new moon, new me. And I get to decide, am I the me that is authentically me in this moment on that new moon energy? Or I get to decide there's something that needs to be calibrated and I really want to allow to come to the surface, maybe more than what I haven't shown others before, or, you know, looking deeper into what I haven't. And I call the moon sort of like this symbol in the sky that lets you know exactly what's going to happen in terms of your subconscious layers. Because when we think about the new moon phase, it's actually when the moon is in its darkest. And we don't have that beautiful light from the sun being reflected on the moon's surface. It's in this mode of retreating into itself. It's waiting. It's at the beginning. And more we move through these phases of the moon, the more we get to see of the light. And it's true for us as well, that the more we shift through each and every one of these phases, we get to show more of ourselves. So the new moon is where you get to decide, where are you going to start showing more of yourself? Or are you going to continue on a cycle that you've been building on in previous phases to show more, even more of that light that has been building from before?
I love your statement, new moon, new me. And what a powerful way to perceive these opportunities of cycles, that every single new moon, you get the opportunity to ask yourself, what do I want to change? You know, where am I still hiding or playing small? And from my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you are using some astrology and some sort of information, I presume it's astrology, to kind of give more guidance of, as I saw on your Instagram, like this is July's moon cycles and kind of what they're showing and what they're representing. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have sort of this pairing of energy that tends to occur. And I really like to encourage others to maintain energy for actually a week. So we have the moon constantly shifting into a different part of the phase every day, essentially. And on our human self or neurology, this is where kind of some of that science comes into play. We find that very difficult to do. So just our human sense, our body, our spiritual self, we can shift very easily and frequently if we allow ourselves to be in flow. But the human experience is very counterproductive, essentially, to flow by what's bombarded on us daily in society. So one of the ways that tends to really help for us to move through these cycles more easily and effortlessly in this experience is to focus on each phase, each primary phase. There's four of them for a week at a time. They tend to be about a week apart, and it allows it to sort of fit a little bit more into the mold of what we naturally live in a calendar. And what we have is a heightened energy that will be paired on that start of that phase. So we may have, for example, a new moon that is presenting in Cancer, and that Cancer energy is what's really going to infuse into the beginning of that energy. And so what you can do even naturally is look at, okay, well, what are some of the characteristics, the traits, the things that Cancer brings along? And what are some of the also opposite sides to it? So we always have this polar effect that tends to happen where we've got these beautiful things, and then we've got some challenges that kind of arise with the signs too. So it allows you to start layering in information to understand, okay, new moon is representational of me starting, of me beginning a journey at this very point in time. I'm going to grow whatever it is that I'm focusing on. And then looking at, okay, well, we've got an emotional sign that's coming in. So how may that be connected into some of the emotional aspects of who I am? And it starts to layer in, well, how is it that I can apply this to my life? How does this make sense for me?
This structure is quite structured, right? And it has a lot of like logic and almost analytical masculine energy to it. However, what I sense, and again, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, is as you move people through this process, my sense is that it strengthens their own intuitive nature and their own connection to the moon, which always, you know, our own intuition, our own wisdom, what our own being and body is saying is so much more intelligent than we could ever read off astrology, off any chart, anything, right? Our own being will always know for us individually the most clearest and precise information. So do you find that as people move through this with you, that they start to really feel the moon and connect to her and start to increase their intuition perhaps and their ability to communicate with their guides and with her and themselves?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Absolutely. So I like to think of it sort of as this starting point that allows for everything to really unfold naturally. And it's never about someone or something directing your life or telling you what to do. It's more about how do I connect the pieces for myself so that I can sense that own intuitive knowledge that we all have. And it's more about removing the layers of what is in the way of connecting to that internal guidance system. And I like to call it navigation because it's really about picking up those little pieces of navigating points, but you got to do the actual movement in between, right? So understanding how does this make sense for you is where one particular moon and an energy that is presenting could really reflect completely different for another because we are all moving through our own experiences in different ways. And we will know, right, when something resonates, you know, you have a particular moon that I'll be talking about. This is some of the commonalities that may be going on collectively. And there will be certain people that are like, yes, that's me. I feel that. That's how you know. That's your own internal guidance that's telling you this part is important for you. You already know this to be true. So it teaches us to get that practice of, I know this to be true, and therefore I can already know this without being told it.
Yeah, that self-trust that just as you were speaking initially, we're not taught to do, right? We're taught that our internal guidance, our intuition, our own wisdom, our own knowing is wrong, is bad, is, you know, I mean, some places we're even taught that it's evil or, you know, demonic. And so healing that and learning to come back to that and trust that is so powerful to our own individual journeys. Now, we've talked about the full moon. We've talked about the new moon. I don't want to forget about the waning and the waxing. So tell us a little about the waning and the waxing cycles.
Yeah, so I call this the gray zone because it's so incredibly important in between these two really major energies. But we also sometimes don't really think about it because it's not, you know, dare I say, mainstream, right? It's not necessarily out there in the forefront. So as I was saying, I like to really focus on these for a week at a time. And so what that does is it hones us into the quarters. So during these, we have that first quarter that kind of sits right in the center, the first quarter moon. And we have a third quarter moon that is between sort of the ending of our cycle. And what we tend to find when we have this waning moon, this first quarter moon that's building in energy still, is that we are really connecting into what are the things that we need to do. So on that first quarter that comes after the new moon, right before our full moon, what tends to happen is we get this drive, a little bit more of that action-oriented energy that picks up. And it's because we are pulling in that intuitive pieces, the seeds that we're planting from that new moon, and we're now getting opportunities that can just feel like they magically show up to actually do the things that are connected to what we want. So this is where that inspired action comes into play. And rather than just doing things, right? Creating the plan, doing the goals, and it not working, that's the masculine way to do it. And it doesn't work for so many people because it's against our natural flow. But if we can start to have this movement in between where I'm already inspired and lit up about the thing that I know to be true for me, it causes this natural ease into the doing work. So we move from being first, knowing and being in touch with that, to moving into doing. And this very curious thing tends to happen right before we hit that full moon energy. And it's where, okay, well, I'm realizing the things that I want to do. I've got some motivation for it. But then we start to have sometimes that imposter syndrome, that self-talk that says, no, we don't do this, because it's connected to old patterns of maybe what you've been told, maybe what we've lived, experienced before. And it's actually an opportunity, because as that climax of energy is occurring for that full moon to truly reflect everything that needs to be released or, you know, transcended in your life, it's actually giving you information. The things that are starting to feel like I can't do that or that's not working for me is highlighting oftentimes a lot of those beliefs that we have that are not truly ours and are waiting to be stripped away. So when we hit that full moon phase and we start moving more into the letting go and the shedding of the layers and into that third quarter, which really rounds out our phases, that's when we're doing that work of less doing, right? And we're retreating back and allowing ourselves to rest and allowing for those emotions to be shed and allowing for us to make adjustments to what it is that we need to based on what intuitive knowledge has come up. And it moves us through this cycle continually so that we can continue to grow from everything that we learn during each cycle.
Yeah, I am always speaking about the ebb and flow of our own natural creative life force energy. And I was just connecting to the fact that the ebb and flow is very much of the moon cycles. I don't teach it in the moon cycles, but for me, being in that connection of our bodies and listening to when our creative life force energy is really like ready to come forth, to be actualized, you know, kind of like you're saying with that first quarter and moving into that full moon, it's time, go, do, right? Point that energy, utilize that energy towards what you're feeling and you're sensing and those passions. And then there's absolutely an ebb, and it's a retractive phase. And now is a time to come into yourself. Now is a time to rest. Now is a time to be. And, you know, one of the things that I've been shown over the years is the importance of the ebb. Our society has just taught go, 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 which of course is just simply unsustainable. But outside of that, the ebb, from my perspective and from what I've been taught from my higher self, is where, first off, we process everything that has happened through our doing phase. We process that in our physical body, in our emotional body, in our mental body, in our spirit body. We also cultivate kind of like a battery that's charging. We cultivate our creative life force energy. And this isn't necessarily the energy to do. It's the energy of creation itself. We're cultivating the ideas. We're cultivating all of the information and how it truly wants to emerge through us. And so through my experience, the more that we can really just honor that ebb and just, oh my gosh, now I'm just going to just drop in, right? Relax, be. The more that those flow states and those heightened full moons can, wow, they just explode through us in just the most joyous, blissful, and ecstatic ways. And also, as I'm sure you experience, our ebbs and flows are not always the same, right? Sometimes our flow states are really big and our ebb states are really big. And other times there's more of a, you know, less dramatic difference between the two of them. Do you experience that with your work and with your clients?
Yeah, most definitely. So everybody is so unique, right? And we're all in our different phases for a reason. So it's never a one size fits all. And there's a reason why a certain energy is going to really feel more amplified for you, or if it feels a little bit more mellowed out. And I often, one of the big questions I get is, okay, it's the new moon. I know we're momentum building. We're kind of starting fresh and that's allowing for growth, but I am feeling extraordinarily tired. I'm not feeling motivated. I'm feeling like the reverse energies of what might be expressed at the time that's going on. And a lot of the times that's a big indicator that the natural cycle before has not been realized. So in that time when we should have been retreating into self, having boundaries, really doing our self care, it just wasn't done. And so it doesn't skip a phase and then just, okay, now we're back to being, you know, up and bubbly and here's the energy. Like it's magic, but it's not magic. Like we got to do the work, right? If there's something energetically calling us to slow, we can't always be on, and it's about honoring. So you will start to know you haven't honored your own natural cycle because of the way that you feel, because the way that your own energy is being expressed. And there's this beautiful duality that also comes out with this full moon energy where you can be on one of two sides of it. Either way, there's a climax of energy, but what has actually been planted into your energy field to climax? So sometimes we don't realize that we're focused on things that we don't want because we're just moving through the motions. And then we tend to have this whole like, whoa, what is going on in my life? I'm just really overwhelmed and I'm not feeling the magic of being able to manifest with this full moon. That's the duality of it. That's the side that you're on in that phase, and it's giving information. And it is just as important and, you know, a beautiful experience that can be had as well, so that you can really move back into that flow and creativity.
I have to ask you your experience with supermoons, because supermoons are just, again, one of those energies that I just totally am lit by, and I'm just always feeling her so strongly. For the audience, supermoons are when, you know, the moon is technically physically closer to the earth. What do you experience during? I'm not saying necessarily you personally. Yes, I would love to hear you personally and also in general.
It's such a great question, because these are like high amplification times of change. And especially when we've got this container of, like right now, for example, so let's put this in real time. We are moving through four consecutive supermoons and we're right dead center in them. And August is this huge month that is bookended on either side with this explosive sort of hyper sense of activity that will occur. We've got a super full moon happening on the 1st as well as the 30th. We also have a blue moon coming in with that August 30th. So what this really says to me is that we've got an opportunity in that month of August to really amplify everything in between. So I often find that people leading up to, and myself most definitely included, leading up to the super moon sort of season, we've got this heightened energy that is allowing for an amplification of what needs to change. So we may have these really big, deep triggers happening. And if we're not moving through awareness of when things are happening, then it just feels like an emotional mess. but the emotions are really connecting into, again, that mirror aspect. So what is being mirrored to you on a heightened level when we've got this moon at its highest amplification of energy that you can use to either make that shift or change or really elevate and amplify essentially where your vibration is? So August is this incredible time to start in preparation for now to see what has been coming to the surface over this last month here that feels like it needs to change. And this might be in areas around relationships or career or finance. And I find for myself, a lot of the times I get these amplifications in career. And the reason being, because I had a lot of struggle around my own self-worth in career prior to getting more aligned. And so naturally, it's my reflective piece. Why do those triggers come up? How is that connected into who I think I am? And there's always these ever-evolving layers that tend to show up, I think, through our business, our work. We tend to want to make a difference in the world with the thing that we actually need for ourselves most. That's usually how I find heart-led entrepreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs, we make a difference from the place in which we've had to heal from. And I think so looking at which category tends to show up, and I say category kind of as this, like, feels really, well, like that feels really structured and sort of in a box language, but we, you know, this is where the logic comes out. In society, we've got categories of things, and career tends to fall into a box that ends up being amplified for me over and over again. It's my mission in life, I think, in this lifetime to really transcend a lot of the learnings that are integrating. So it might be different for you. How do you find the supermoon for you really amplifies? Is it categories? Is it areas for you as well?
Yeah, it absolutely depends on the year and what's happening. Ironically enough, I am launching this podcast in the middle of August. So it'll be between those two supermoons. And I didn't plan that. It was an intuitive sense, an intuitive feel. And there has absolutely been this buildup of energy. You know, it just keeps building up. And as we're talking, I keep getting the image of the wave, which is something that comes to me a lot. But, you know, when we say amplify, I always get this image of this wave, like, you know, that's offering to pick us up and carry us, right? And carry us forward through transformation. And I love how you said on the full moon, you know, there is a climax and there is an amplification. What is that amplification of, right? Because something is being amplified, something is being intensified. And it's kind of the same thing with the symbolism of the wave. You know, if we haven't aligned ourselves with that wave, we haven't started to paddle and get ready and push ourselves up. Oftentimes, I've done very little surfing, but I have been slammed by waves. Because if you're not ready, that wave can absolutely just tumble you and you can get chugged, you know, forced underwater and you're caught in the stream of the wave and you feel like you can't get up, you can't take that breath. And I love how you say, you know, looking at, if we look at the supermoons and we're getting ready for what is really amplifying, right, for that period, so that we can write that surfboard, we can write ourselves, you know, by really honoring what is really showing up for us in those period of time before the supermoon, right? And the willingness to say, hey, I'm kind of not either ready for this wave and, you know, back off of it, which we can absolutely do with our energy and move into a state of beingness, move into a state of more receptibility and loving ourselves, rest and repair, even through amplification, right? Or if we say, okay, I'm ready, I want to ride this wave, then like get my ass into gear, right? Am I ready? Am I lined up? Have I seen what needs to happen for me to really grab this wave and utilize it the most? So a lot of fun with supermoons. I absolutely adore supermoons. I was really excited this year when I got the intuitive hit to look up the supermoons and I was like, oh my gosh, they're all happening. Wham, one after the other, which isn't usual. And I was like, that's going to be a really powerful point for all of us. Absolutely. So yes, and I have a lot of Leo energy. So, and my moon is in Leo. So yes. A lot of good stuff there. Do you, Katie, do you use the moon and the cycles and all of this intelligence in your real estate business?
Mm-hmm. I can't not use it in everything I do. Like, it just becomes a part of, it's a natural way of being, right? I'm in the grocery store and it's like, well, you know, you do know you're probably saying this because it's the new moon, and people are just fascinated by it, right? It's become a part of who I am. And, you know, even in networking, it's like the thing I do is I talk about the moon. I can't not. So absolutely. And so much so that my real estate company is called Blue Moon Realty. And it's really been this passion of mine forever, since I was 5 years old, to become a real estate agent. Didn't really understand why. And I'm still moving through the nuances of when you have a calling, right, that keeps ever evolving. There's a positioning that I think we are being aligned to as we want certain things in life, whether they're logical things or spiritual things. There's a reason, right? It's moving us through something. And so in real estate, I will oftentimes align with how I'm doing a transaction, for example, how a home is actually coming to market, with what are the energies at play? What is the reason why somebody is intending on putting their home for sale or purchasing? Because it's big transitional life pieces that are connected into home and safety and stability. And it's hugely impactful. So in opening, so the company itself has just opened this year, and I've got a huge party that is going on, a celebration on the blue moon. So it's just been this intuitive nudge, much like yourself, right? That this was the year to do it, to have this company created. And I'm just allowing it to be really intuitively guided, and the right people coming in. And it's about making a difference for people and really allowing for the emotions of what we go through in transitions of life to be supported. And I think a lot of that has been forgotten in business, that this is not a number that you're receiving for selling something. A home is so highly connected into all of the emotions of who is residing in that property. And, you know, there's a reason why people feel the need to clear their home and, you know, have different things decluttered. And it really is connected into energy. So highly impactful in that line of work as well.
I'm so excited for you. I'm celebrating you so much. How incredibly exciting. And yeah, connecting to that why, right? Like, why are you selling your house? Why are you selling your home? And getting really clear in yourself. I love the question, why? And I have asked myself that all the time, over and over again. And I even had this experience with my business where my higher self was like, why are you doing this? This was a couple of years ago. And I shot out an answer and my higher self just repeated, why are you doing this? And it invited me to go deeper. And I kept shooting out answers and, you know, the patience of the universe, why? And it took me 8 months to connect to the why. After 6 months, I thought I had it. And I was like, that's it. And my body lit up. And I was like, yes, yes, yes. And it definitely was a big portion of it, a big chunk of it. But then I hit this point of, my question was, why do I do the work that I do? And I was on a run one day and it just hit me, because it's literally who I am. And my heart chakra just burst open. And it wasn't because of the information. It's because in that moment, I really recognized it deeply in my heart space. And it was absolutely transformational. So I'm always inviting people to ask, why? Why are you doing what you're doing? And be willing to play with the question, play with the answer. Dig a little deeper, right? Dig a little deeper, because we are often protecting ourselves from what's really going on. And like you were kind of saying with your house, you know, we often think we're doing it for one reason, and there's so much deeper below the surface. I can't imagine how you could change people's lives by working with them in this way, with their home, and even just this question, because our home is our sanctuary. You know, I mean, it is mine. It's always been mine. Our stability, our structure, our place that is always constant and consistent, right? Our home, ultimately. So I just really honor you and bringing such a beautiful wisdom and intelligence into an industry that is not really connected to that. It takes great courage.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I just, I think it's part of my own journey of healing what was my unstable household that was built on that foundation of fear. So it's my way of being able to heal myself through that process and then pay it forward through all of the homes that we have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. And sometimes it is not what we, you know, wished others to be experiencing, but it just is. So having that safe space between those walls is a huge mission of mine, and it'll be ever unfolding here. It starts with the moon, and it'll continue with the moon into infinity and beyond, but we'll see all the amazingness that'll happen in between.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Katie, how can people find you, connect with you?
Oh, I love online. I am a social girl. And so I am all over Facebook, Instagram, coachkatie.com is my website. You can check out all my socials there. And I invite you to come into this space of really seeing what this is for you. So checking out, like you said, with Instagram, I love to post what's going on for a particular moon phase. Start there, right? See what inquisitive questions come up for you. I love the question why. And just follow along and see what resonates, I think, is the first step.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. So now is the time for the activation. So I always tell listeners to be sure that you are in a safe space to do this. And if you're not, you can always circle back to this. And this is never about experiencing something specific. This is about your unique experience. Whatever you're feeling and experiencing through this is absolutely perfect. You may feel a lot. You may not feel anything at all. It really depends on your nervous system and your availability to the subtle energies. But know that regardless, it is affecting you. It is, quote unquote, working. So just trust. Breathe into your body and just enjoy this. Simply enjoy it. Our enjoyment opens us up to receive. All right, so let's close our eyes and let's take some nice deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. And as you're breathing in that air, I want you to feel yourself receiving that air through your nose. Receiving that air into your lungs, and you're letting it go, right? You're letting it go out of your mouth. So that beautiful combination of receiving as you inhale and you're letting go as you exhale. And dropping our awareness down into our pelvis, dropping our awareness down into our wombs, knowing that here now in this moment, there is a connection to your womb. Even if you don't have a physical womb, there is a connection to the signature, the energetic signature of your womb in your body and the moon, this feminine connection, this wisdom. So just breathing right now, right here, right now, with your awareness at your womb. And just breathing. And I want you to set the intention with each inhalation, you are receiving the wisdom of the moon. Exhaling, you're letting go. Exhaling, you're releasing and letting go of anything that says that you can't receive, anything that says that you're not wise, you're not connected, it's not okay, you're not safe. Inhaling, you're receiving the energy of the moon, receiving the wisdom of your own womb, my love, receiving the wisdom of you into your bodies, activating this wisdom within your womb now. We're calling in a golden light energy. Golden light energy every time you're inhaling. You're bringing this golden light energy all the way down into your womb. And now the moon is telling me, we're calling in this silver energy, just like the moon, like that full moon, that kind of silver blue energy, calling that in through your breath. all the way. Breathe it all the way, my love, down into your womb, down into your womb, and receive. Set the intention to receive yourself. Set the intention to receive this wisdom and breathe. I'm going to bring in some sound. Focus on your womb. And we're going to open the wombs. We're going to open your ability to receive your own wisdom. Receive your connection to the moon here now. Calling in these sounds, just breathe and hold your awareness at your womb. Yeah. Yeah. Drawing in that silver blue energy, draw it, breathe it, seeing come in through your nose, see it come all the way down into your womb, receive it there. Feeling is perfect. Nice strong exhalations, letting it out, letting it out, letting the resistance out, letting it out of your womb, letting it out, breathe it out of your body. Yes, beautiful. Beautiful. Take three nice deep cleansing breaths all the way down to the womb. Exhaling, letting out. And right here, right now, I want you to remember, right here, right now, I want you to acknowledge that you are deeply connected to the moon. Whether you have experienced her or not before, you are deeply connected. Remember this now, remembering this now within your body, remembering this now within your womb, remembering this now within your heart, and remembering this now within your subconscious, conscious, and superconscious spaces. Right here, right now, remembering, my love, your connection to the moon, remembering the wisdom that she offers you always, 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 and forever. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, beautiful. Yes, beautiful. Yes. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. By the perfection of three, the divine trinity, it is complete. Aho. And open your eyes. Katie, my love, thank you for bringing your wisdom, your intelligence, your connection, your story, your beauty, your light. And again, I celebrate you. I celebrate you. I celebrate you so deeply from my heart. In this next journey, this next phase of your life, I celebrate you and call in all the higher good, all of the love, all of the expansion into this new endeavor with you. May it just explode with love through you to all the clients that you serve. Thank you for being here today, gorgeous.
Oh, I thank you so very deeply. I honor you for this space you've created, and what a powerful activation. Thank you so very much.
And thank you, fellow ecstatics, for being here today. And please share this beautiful wisdom with other women who you know could use that internal guidance. Those ones that maybe get stuck in that go, that skip those spaces and get exhausted and don't know how to get into a rhythm, right? There's so many women that could benefit from this wisdom, from this intelligence. Share this episode, connect to Katie, connect to her wisdom and her space. And please subscribe, rate, and review. And we will see you next time. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.